Senior AU officials are hailing the arrival of the 4,000th peacekeeper in Somalia. The African Union Mission in Somalia, or AMISOM, has an authorized strength of 8,000, but has been operating with only 3,500 Ugandan and Burundian soldiers. A bomb attack that killed 11 Burundians last month had prompted speculation the troops might be withdrawn. But AU Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra says the opposite is true. He says negotiations are underway with Rwanda and other troop-contributing countries to bring the force up to nearly full strength soon.
As we speak, we are deploying a battalion from Uganda, which brings the total strength of AMISOM above the 50% of, for the first time, we are above 4,000. So this is already quite an achievement. This is already symbolically very important. Despite the terrorist acts directed against AMISOM, the agenda of the day is to strengthen AMISOM, not the other way around.
Lamamra expressed annoyance at news reports that Somali President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed is under pressure to order the AMISOM troops home. Speaking on the sidelines of an AU consultative meeting on Somalia, the commissioner said such information is motivated by either ignorance or bad faith.
Those kind of statements are basically prompted either by genuine ignorance of what the AMISOM role is, or by some prejudged hostile position towards every friendly force which is likely to be there and to make sure that Somalia is actually coming out of its crisis and moving forward to reconstitute its government institutions. So I wouldn't be worried by the statements either way.
Among those attending the conference were Somalia's defense minister and his counterparts from several other countries in the region. AU Special Envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Bokira, says there's a strong sense President Sheikh Sharif is making political progress in reaching out to opposition groups that have so far resisted calls to join the rebuilding process. Bokira admits security conditions prevent a resumption of humanitarian operations in Mogadishu. A significant portion of Somalia's 8 million people have been displaced, and the United Nations estimates 3 million need aid. But Bokira says the evidence indicates a steady improvement.
The government security forces, but other forces which are supporting the government, are challenging Shabab. So Shabab is challenged every day. Few months ago, the reason Shabab had to attack was the presence of Ethiopian troops. Ethiopians have now withdrawn. Then they came up with the idea of Sharia. The Sheikh Sharif said, I will implement Sharia. So they have no ground to fight. So they are losing the ground as the day goes.
Officials say a donor conference is set for April 22nd in Brussels to raise funds to help Somalia begin rebuilding. Several countries, including the United States, Britain, and Turkey, have indicated a willingness to contribute. Somalia's trade minister, Abdirashid Mohamed Iro, says he's in consultation with U.S. and European counterparts about reestablishing the country's once lucrative seafood industry. Somalia has Africa's longest seacoast. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.